Hello and welcome to the FWI podcast. I'm FWI web manager Michael Target.
And I'm farm life editor Tim Ralph.
Hi Tim, how you doing?
Hello Mike, I'm alright, thank you. Yes, fine.
Been a busy month for you?
Yes, it's been a busy month on farm life, as always. A few treats coming up, including our trip, which I'm going to say I'm very much looking forward to, but I'm also absolutely petrified by the prospect of. We're going to see a haunted farmhouse next week.
Oh yes, the haunted farmhouse. You might have seen it on the website and in the magazine. We were doing a search for Britain's most haunted farmhouse. That's a good number of responses, actually, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
we had lots of responses from all over the country, and we've narrowed it down to one in particular where the two of us and a couple of our colleagues are going to spend the night there next week. So hopefully we'll find something, or maybe hopefully we won't find something.
We're going to be doing next month's podcast on that, actually. So if you subscribe to the podcast, you'll get that automatically. And we're also going to do a webcast, a video there, along the lines of Most Haunted, if you've ever seen that on cable or Freeview or whatever.
Yeah, I watch that occasionally. I find it terrifying. But it's going to be...
It's not just Derek Acora's hair.
Well, it's going to be like Farmers Weekly crossed with the Blair Witch Project. So if you can imagine that, then that's what it will be like.
Yeah. On to this month's podcast, which is about agricultural colleges and students. It's sort of timely, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it's just obviously the new autumn term's just begun, and we're trying on the magazine to do more aimed at students and young people generally. So I think yourself, Mike, and Chrissy, who's deputy livestock editor, I think you went and spent a day, and I should say a night as well, at Harper Adams, which is obviously a well-known agricultural college.
Yes, we did. So I guess over to me in Harper. Hello, Michael.
Hi, yeah, I've come up to Harper Adams University College here in Shropshire, like a dog following the scent, it being Freshers Week, well, Freshers Week last week. Here I am, and I thought we'd try and find out, or try and experience a slice of Harper's life on an infamous Wednesday. Wednesday seems to me to be the day that everything happens, so here we are, and we're going to try and speak to a few students and find out how they're getting on with their coursework and how they're getting on in terms of social life, the all-important thing when you're a student. So let's go bag us some students.
Right, so I'm now joined by John Rook, who's a final year student. Hi, John.
Hi, Michael. Nice to see you.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And as I say, John's in his final year. What course are you doing, John?
I'm doing agriculture, crop production.
Crop production, yeah. And you're enjoying your year?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's finally getting a bit sort of more focused towards, you know, what I want to be doing in the final of my life, sort of where I'm going, really.
Okay, yeah. What kind of aspects of the course are you getting to grips with best?
Crop agronomy side. That's really good. Finally being able to tell my dad a bit about what he's actually doing here.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
Set him right.
He asked me, rings me up for advice on a few things now, which is quite good.
Oh, excellent.
That's about the best bit, I'd say, really.
Oh, good stuff. Great. So have you noticed any sort of step up in the amount of work that you're having to do?
It's definitely got harder, a lot more sciencey and a lot more theory behind it. I don't know how relevant the theory is going to be, but it's definitely... I think it's emphasised we are doing a Bachelor of Science degree, and it's just got quite scientifically difficult, which is good.
Yeah.
You are doing a degree, there's no point.
You're challenging you.
Challenge, there's no point just thinking it's a DOS, because it's not. You are doing a degree, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. What about coursework? What kind of things you got?
Coursework is getting hard.
Excellent.
But it's good.
Well,
it's a challenge.
It's good to hear. Yeah. They're putting you through your paces.
Yeah.
Right, and looking forward to finishing your degree, have you got any thoughts as to where you're going, where you're going to take this course?
I think I will return to the company I work for on placement, if they will take me.
And they are?
Velcott.
Right, okay. And what did you do for them when you
I worked in their trials department.
Right.
At Cambridge, and I was involved with going all around the country, visiting all the different farms.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'll maybe go and try and work for their... Their farm training scheme they've got, something which seems quite good.
Right, okay.
So go and do that.
Yeah, well, it's something to aim towards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, the whole academic side, you know, is stepped up, as you said. But what about the sort of social side of things? Has that had to go onto the back burner a bit? I mean, I know it's only the beginning of the term, but...
yeah, first 2 weeks, because I'm I've got myself lined up with some warden position, which seems a bit of a nightmare.
Right, yeah, what's that, in halls of residence?
I'm living in halls of residence and looking after some first years for the whole year.
Okay. And how are you getting on with that?
I slept for the first time properly last night.
Right, yeah, putting out fires or...
Well,
not literally,
but that's what the problem's been. It's been, I think we've had 15 fire alarms in.
Oh, wow. Well, being fresh as week last week, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, that'll explain that then.
I think, but the whole social thing, well, again, being a warden's 2 weeks no drinking, which has been a shock. but yeah, rugby, got rugby this afternoon, and then everything will kick back into thing. But I think finally you have to sort of just learn to calm it a little bit.
Find that balance.
You have to find a balance, I think you try and find a balance in the second / third year, but I think now it just gets a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
We had to work at the graduation last week, and you sort of, that began to hit things home. You sort of, these people are getting there first and 2-1s, or maybe
you really
got to actually do some work, and I would love to get like a first actually looking at it, we'll see what happens.
Fantastic. Well, okay, John, we'll let you get back to it. Good luck in the rugby this afternoon, and perhaps we'll catch you in the bar later.
Cool.
Cheers then.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
Now come over to the campus library, the Bamford Library, and we're sitting down, it's a bit quiet, it's studious in here, and I'm joined by 2 second years, Abby and Emma. Hi girls.
Hiya.
How are you doing? Yes, welcome to the podcast. Now, you guys are just settling into your second year. I'll be back for a week or so.
Yes.
and what courses are you doing, Abby?
I'm doing Rural Leisure Management degree.
Okay, and Emma?
I'm doing a BSc Agriculture with Crop Management.
Okay, and you're enjoying your second year so far?
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, early stages, but the signs are good.
Yeah, and how did you get on last year? Was it fun and games, or was it hard work?
It was nice and laid back last year and could enjoy yourself, but thankfully I passed everything, so fingers crossed for this year.
Yeah. I think the pace is going to step up this year, actually counts towards your degree this year.
Yeah, have you noticed the step up yet? I mean, it's early days in the second year, but is the coursework or is the standard picked up? Or
the early stages, but they're mentioning coursework and stuff already.
Mentioning,
had a couple of assignments set.
It's on the horizon.
First week.
Oh, right, crikey.
And so, like in the timetable, you've noticed that the modules are coming more course specific and not just generalising.
Right, okay.
Focusing more on the stuff that you want to get a degree in, which is nice.
And in terms of focusing in on things, I mean, have you started to think yet about what where you might like to take your career or your course in the future when you leave university?
Well, an ambition would be to set up a business with my brother, who's an agric, and hopefully set up some sort of rural leisure farm diversified business, hopefully.
Okay.
But we'd have to see how that goes.
Yeah, Emma?
But next year we've got placements, so we're starting to think about that now.
Right, have you given it any thought? Have you got anything in mind?
I'm quite liking the idea of fresh produce and that industry, and they say that there's a big, you know, market for jobs there.
Yeah, certainly we're picking that up at Farmers Weekly. We think that's a really hot topic. Abby, have you got any ideas about your placement?
Not as such, but I would really like to do something outdoorish, because some of my modules are outdoor adventure management and things like that.
Right.
And ideally I would like to work with some children rural leisure.
Okay, yeah, that's great. It sounds like the courses are getting a bit more serious, but how about the old social side, the dark side, as you called it, Abby, just a minute ago. It's just come out of Freshers Week. Is it as intense as the Freshers Week when you were actually freshers, or did you get any sleep?
Well, with work commitments, I couldn't come up until the Saturday.
Oh, dear.
But I experienced a welcome back disco, and that was as lively as ever, half a spirit and all.
Excellent.
I was here last Monday, so I was here before the freshers actually arrived, and then been with the freshers since they'd done their Freshers Week and everything. And I don't think it was as hard as when I was a fresher, but I think it's probably more scary when you're a fresher yourself and having to go through everything.
Good stuff. And what about accommodation? You guys have moved out of halls of residence now, I guess.
Yeah, we had the luxury of halls last year, our washing done for us and the cleaner. But reality set in now, we've got our own houses in Newport.
Oh, yes.
We're getting used to it gradually, I think.
Any domestic problems?
Not as yet, but I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, everyone pulling their weight and doing the washing up.
Yeah, so far, but struggling with some cooking issues and having to decide what to have for tea is quite a bit of a dilemma in our house sometimes.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a bit of a learning curve.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thanks for joining us, girls, and maybe we'll catch you later in the bar.
Yeah.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Right, we're out on the sports fields now. They're practicing football by the side of us.
hopefully not going to pelt us at any point. But I'm joined by Simon Haley and Kate Henderson. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Right, good, good. And Simon, you're a second year, aren't you, doing...?
Yes, studying agriculture.
Okay, and Kate, your final year doing...?
Yeah, studying rural enterprise and land management.
Okay, and how are your courses going? Are you enjoying them?
Yeah, just come back off my first year last year.
Right.
Went really well, really enjoyed it. Mm. I haven't come off a farm, so most of the principles were quite new to me, mm-hmm. but I found it quite easy to pick up,
yeah.
and really enjoyed it, and
excellent.
Got stuck into it.
Okay, and Kate, good to be back after,
yeah.
after the summer holiday?
Just summer placement in Scotland for a year, so it's quite weird being back in England again, straight into the thick of things with lectures. We've got quite busy weeks, dissertations, things like that, so...
So really stepped up
yeah,
the kind of the yeah, workload.
Geared
yeah,
up a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, talking about placements, so Kate, you mentioned you've just come back from your placement. Whereabouts was that?
Yeah, I was working at Buccleuch Estates in Scotland, in Langham, which is just over the border, managing 77,000 acres, and then the day-to-day running the estate that goes with that much, really.
Okay, did you learn a lot? Was it quite challenging?
Yeah, you're thrown straight into the deep end. The student gets responsibility for letting all the properties... So I was straight into that, and the amount of responsibility you get as a student at Buccleuch is fantastic.
Okay, that's great. Has it given you an idea of what you might want to do after?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to go into estate management at some point. I think I'll probably graduate and look for sort of an office-based job to see what it's like, so that I've got a picture of both sides before I make a decision.
Okay. And Simon, what about placements for you?
Well, I did two gap years before I actually started my course at Harper. The first year I went out to Australia for 11 months,
right.
worked on cattle stations and cattle studs and sheep properties, and then I came back and worked on a dairy farm close to where I live.
Right. So plenty of practical experience already.
Yeah, there is the possibility I could be exempt from placement, but I'd still look to do the placement year.
Mm-hmm.
If I was exempt, it would mean I could do my own thing and go overseas much cheaper.
Okay,
I'd be looking to try and go to Canada,
right,
maybe working a dairy show herd.
Oh, excellent. Really could build up that international experience.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. Okay. And seeing as we're standing next to the sports field here, I understand both of you are quite sporty people.
Definitely.
What are your respective interests then?
Well, my first passion is football.
Right,
so
good man, good man.
I joined the football team last season.
Yeah.
But a polo club was set up in January,
uh-huh.
so this is its first full season. I've actually taken over the captaincy of that. And we had 24 people sign up, which is really good.
From the freshest week just gone?
Yeah, we only had four last when we set it up. So that's
not even enough for a team, is
that's
it?
About a 400%, 500% improvement.
Oh, great. Well, have you played your first game yet?
We have two major tournaments a year, but they're in February and June. We generally go down to have lessons at Rugby Polo Club, because we can get it cheaper down there.
Right.
And the guy who runs it used to go to Harper, actually.
Oh, well, that helps.
So,
it's all about connections.
First lesson should be tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. Well, best of luck with that. And Kate, you're a footballer, I believe.
Yeah, well, apparently. I suggested the idea of doing a few ladies' football matches. And Quinny, the guy who owns the local pub and runs the football club, has offered to sponsor the ladies' football team for the year. So basically everyone who joins gets a free kit and free insurance. So
a free beer?
Possibly.
Oh, right, okay.
So we signed up 22 new players on Monday, and that's just from the freshers, so there's another 2 years that we've got to target as well. So I think it could be quite a good, it might kick off quite well this year, I think.
So there's a real appetite for football here. I put it down as a rugby playing university.
There's at least four football teams in the men's, and then now there's the ladies as well.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a big
sport. But generally speaking, sport is a massive part of Harper then.
Oh, Wednesday afternoons is devoted to sport,
mm.
and then following on from that, it's usually a fancy dress theme, and then Wednesday night's the big student night.
Yeah. I was going to tell our listeners it is actually a Wednesday, so I'm a bit frightened as to what's going to happen later then. I hope I'm not expected to be in fancy dress.
Probably not.
Okay. No.
But it is still Freshers' Week, so anything could happen.
Anything goes. Okay. Well, stay tuned. We'll find out. Anyway. Well, thanks for joining us, guys, and I'll let you get on, and best luck in your respective sporting endeavours.
Cheers.
Cheers then.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
The evening approaches, and we've done the serious stuff now. We've checked out the students, we've talked about their courses, we've been around the campus, the impressive campus, and now it's night time. The students are letting their hair down, and we're off to the student union. It being a Wednesday night, I'm sure there's plenty going on. We've yet to bag ourselves an elusive fresher, so perhaps we can find out where they've been hiding. So off we go. Right, here we are in front of the student union, and things are beginning to liven up, and there's a few reprobates lurking out the front. Now, hi guys, how you all doing?
All right.
Hi.
As you can tell, there's a few beers into the evening already, and I've got a few freshers with me. Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Ed.
Right, I'm Richard.
I'm James.
Hi guys, and what courses are you doing?
I'm on Realm, Rural Enterprise
Realm,
and Land Management.
I'm doing Countryside Management, but Foundation degree.
Okay.
Countryside Management, but degree.
Okay, great. Well, it's like the second week, isn't it? So have you, has the coursework started in serious, or are you still partying as a full-time education?
I've been set like three homeworks or something, courseworks or something, but
no,
alcohol is the priority.
Is the curriculum at the moment.
Partying all the way. Six nights on a trot now, I think it is.
See, they're bullying us. They make us drink lots and then get up really early.
Really early. Early, eh?
And
it being a Wednesday today, so obviously sports trials this afternoon. Did you guys try out?
Rugby.
How'd you get on? Do you know whether you're in the sides yet? Or not?
It's still ongoing, like. So,
The freshest coordinator's got to kind of adjudicate and select.
So the selection process is yet to go.
Fair enough.
Well, best of luck with that. Anyway, what we got lined up tonight? Something good?
Red mock chili peppers.
Close. Right, guys. Okay, well, let's check them out then. I'll see you guys in the bar a bit later then.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, bye. Hi, my name's Andy and I love Farmers Weekly. Get in there.
Hi, my name is Chris Craven, aka Krusty, also known as Spider-Man. I have been very naughty in Newport recently.
How were you naughty?
I was looking after some freshers, but then everything kicked off and it didn't go the right way.
In a fight.
Hence, you're wearing a camp Spider-Man's outfit.
Yeah, and it's got bugs in
it. Because I was looking after them, I have bugs in my pants.
Life cricket.
Thank you, Krusty. Okay, right. I've got a few lads with us here. They're talking about they want to sing me a song. So you ready, lads?
Yeah, ready.
Okay, off you go.
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear say way oh, way oh. Say boom, boom, boom. Let me hear say way oh, way oh. Say boom, boom, boom. Let me hear say way oh, way oh. Say boom, boom, boom. Let me hear say way oh, way oh.
That is worthy of the top of the pop. Well, there we have it, a Wednesday at Harper Adams. Very insightful. Well, tell me about you. I need my bed. Good night.
So that was great, Mike. It sounds like you and Chrissy had a fantastic time at Harper. Sounds like you got a real flavour of student life, both at work and at play.
Yeah, it was. We survived to sell the sale. That was an important thing.
And met, by the sound of it, a few, how should we put it, characters in the bar.
Characters.
Characters being a euphemism for something.
Actually, the bar was packed. I don't know what they were doing with guys. Some guys had face paint on. I think that was the hockey team they'd been celebrating. And other guys were roped up to random girls.
I've been to bars like that.
Face paint and rope. But it was a good, you know, it was a good vibe in there. It was nice and noisy. Heard a few songs, even captured a few, as we've just heard.
Yeah, I think there is a unique spirit among agricultural students, isn't there? And ag colleges are very special places. I think I knew someone that was a Harper graduate, and I think they said that the saying that they were told by the principal on their first day was, "You're here for a good time, not a long time." And I think that's quite an interesting adage, really, for students generally.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they call it the Harper spirit, but there is a real sense of unity amongst the kids and the staff as well, the faculty. It's almost tangible. In fact, you know, everyone seems to know each other's name, really friendly. You know, there's plenty going on,
I was really impressed, actually.
Yeah, it's you're right. That's my recollection from visiting Harper. It's a great attitude and very friendly. And yeah, I've heard of the Harper spirit before, but it sounds, I must say, as if that guy that was singing earlier on, it sounds as if he'd imbued a little bit of the Harper spirit, possibly. But I mean, what was, I mean, it sounds like you had great fun, but what impression were you left with? It sounds like you were quite impressed by the university as a as an educational facility.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's been a while since I've been to university, but it seemed like quite a forward-looking place. Particularly, I was chatting with the principal, Wynne Jones, and he was waxing lyrical about their new facilities. And I must say, from what I saw, they were quite they looked very good. The new library, albeit with its windows that kept opening and shutting on their own, ruining my podcast. And they've got these new accommodation blocks that are kind of sustainable, with like covered in solar panels, and they're all kind of eco-friendly.
Interesting,
very good.
Yeah.
So, and it's not just, you know, that they're investing all over the place, I think. So.
And it's got, I think Harper has got an excellent academic record. You talk to graduates of it, and they all seem to get good jobs quite quickly after leaving, which is something that a lot of the universities sadly can't claim to have.
They seem quite switched on when it comes to placing students, and I think from that third year placement year, but certainly the students that I talked to, they seem to get a good idea of that might be what they want to do when they come out. And actually, not just is it a good idea that they want to do it, that they've actually made some quite important contacts through that year that will stead them well.
No, that's interesting. Oh, well, it sounds like you had a fantastic time. So next time you'll have to let me come along with you.
I'm more than happy for you to do it, actually, Timmy. You never forget that trademark waft of cider and vomit when you walk into the student union.
Cider and silage and a few other things probably mixed in as well.
Yeah, it took me back, actually. I'm glad I'm no longer a student, but there was a few fond memories in there somewhere.
I think you went at the best time, a couple of weeks into term, and people's minds aren't on work, are they? But I guess if you'd gone back in April or May, when people are snowed under with a dissertation, it would have probably been a very different atmosphere around the college.
Yeah, just that crusty bloke would be propping up the bar on his own, him and the bugs in his pants.
That was that was probably me or you 10 years ago. So, well, actually, you last night, Mike.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it for this month's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. As we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, next month is a very special one. We're off in search of Britain's most haunted farmhouse.
We can't, as of now, tell you where it is. It's top secret, but it'll be well worth listening to and indeed watching.
Yeah. So cheers for me, Michael Target.
And it's good night for me, Farm Life Editor Tim Ralph.